Certain landscapes, such as the Boyne Valley or Kinsale Harbour, have borne witness to seminal dates in Irish history. Lough Swilly, whose name appropriately derives from the Gaelic for eyes, Sulia, on account of St. Colin Kill slaughtering a beast with many eyes on its shores, must rank highly among such sites. It is said that when the human memory has been outlived, the landscape remembers. Peering across Lough Swilly from Dunree Head, feeling the Atlantic breeze upon one's face, take a few minutes to sense the redolence of momentous events that helped shape Arnon's destiny. To the left of the loch beyond Fawn lies the ancient seat of the High Kings of Arnon at Greannan of Aileach. On the right of the loch is the port of Rathmullen, where the old Gaelic order came to an end with the flight of the Earls on the 14th of September 1607. In the garrison town of Buncrana, the Irish patriot Wolfe Tone's crusade for Irish freedom came to an end on the 3rd of November 1798, after his boat, the Hoche, foundered and he was arrested. On the 18th of September 1914, the inhabitants along the shore awoke to find the loch filled with warships, becoming the main base of the British fleet under Admiral Jellicoe in World War I. Finally, consider the very soil of Dunree itself and neighbouring Leinan Fort, the last parcels of land to be handed back by the British to the Irish on the 3rd of October 1938. Consider the thousands of souls that have passed between Dunree and Saldanha Head across the loch. The forlorn hopes of Wolfe Tone before being apprehended. The despondency of the chieftains fleeing these shores, never to return. The imminent death of 274 people on the HMS Saldanha on the 4th of December 1811. The relief of an incoming British battleship at escaping the German mines. Or the gratitude of the weary traveller, such as John Newton, arriving on the 8th of April 1748. From a tempest, immortalized in his song, Amazing Grace.